This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith and part 5 of a special series of excerpts by John Dixon from his new book on humility. In this instalment, we're introduced to a revolution of humility that Jesus, on the cross, brought into Western history, by which concepts of honour and shame are turned on their heads.
In the quotation that follows, Paul urges his readers to live in humility, choosing to think of others as better than themselves. He then drives the point home by quoting a hymn, presumably one known and sung in Philippi, that speaks of Jesus' humilitas on the cross. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Then comes the hymn, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Believe it or not, these few words are the subject of literally hundreds of scholarly books and articles. Of most interest to biblical historians is the clear reference to Jesus as in very nature God. Somehow the first followers of Jesus went from thinking of him as a teacher and prophet to singing hymns to him as God incarnate. And this happened in just 3 decades. But just as astonishing as the early description of Jesus as God is the fact that these first Christians could in the same breath say or sing God and cross. The idea that any great individual, let alone the Almighty, could be associated with a shameful Roman crucifixion is just bizarre. Contemporary Christians may find the thought easy enough, but that's only because of 2,000 years of reflection on this narrative. Western history is now utterly cruciform, shaped by the event of Jesus' crucifixion. What we read in the above text is nothing less than a humility revolution. Honour and shame are turned on their heads. The highly honoured Jesus lowered himself to a shameful cross, and yet in so doing became not an object of scorn, but one of praise and emulation. As Paul says in his introduction to the hymn, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ. Honour has been redefined, greatness recast. If the greatest man we have ever known chose to forgo his status for the good of others, reasoned the early Christians, greatness must consist in humble service. The shameful place is now a place of honour. The low point is the high point. A curious sign of this strange reversal of thinking is found in Sir Edmund Hillary's decision to mark his achievement by leaving a small crucifix on the summit of Everest. I don't know why Hillary did this. He wasn't an overtly religious man. Perhaps it was a token of his own humility, trying to honour a higher power at the moment of his own triumph. Then again, maybe it was just the one symbol of Western civilization that he could fit into his small pack. In any case, it is worth noting that what to the ancient mind would have seemed a perverse symbol of accomplishment, to the modern mind makes perfect sense. Of course you would put a cross at the highest point of the world. Within decades of Paul's letter to the Philippians, Christians were regularly emphasising humility as a central characteristic of the ethical life. The New Testament provides evidence of this, but to provide an example from just a few decades after the biblical period, a letter from a Roman church official named Clement, AD 96, to the Christians in Corinth says, "You are all humble-minded, not boastful, yielding rather than domineering, happily giving rather than receiving." By now, humility is firmly established as arete, a virtue, within Christian circles. It took a couple of centuries for this to catch on throughout the Roman Western world, but once it did, it became commonplace for people, whether or not they were Christians, to use the once negative words humilitas and the Greek equivalent tapenos in the positive sense of deliberately lowering yourself for the good of others, namely humility.
That's John Dixon reading excerpts from his new book on humility, Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership, available through Zondervan.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.